Our reading this morning is from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 10 to 13. Concerning this salvation, the prophets who spoke of the grace that was to come to you searched intently and with the greatest care, trying to find out the time and circumstances to which the Spirit of Christ in them was pointing when he predicted the sufferings of the Messiah and the glories that would follow. It was revealed to them that they were not serving themselves, but you. When they spoke of the things that have now been told you by those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Ghost sent from heaven. Even angels long to look into these things. Therefore, with minds that are alert and fully sober, set your hope on the grace to be brought to you when Jesus Christ is revealed at his coming. This is the end of the reading.
Good morning. Lovely to see you all. My name is Matt. I'm the curate here. I'm a little bit afraid, I have to say, coming to you this morning because I'm aware I've worn my most tasteful Christmas jumper. And I'm aware from last year some of you are not wearing your least tasteful yet. So I'm a little bit afraid of what's coming tomorrow. I know we had some shockers last year. But anyway, I thought I'd start us off with a question. I wonder how good you are at keeping secrets. Every year we have this conundrum of, do we tell the kids what the other children have got? And every year we kind of think, actually, I'm not sure those secrets are going to be that easy to keep. But I also wonder how good you are when someone else has to keep a secret from you. I wonder how you find it when you don't know the secret that's being kept from you. And today's reading really is about who gets to know and who doesn't get to know. And we heard from Alwyn that the angels didn't get to know, that they'd spent all this time in heaven with God not knowing the plan that Jesus had. And yet, it was revealed to some people. Can I have my PowerPoint up? That would be great. Thank you. There we go. And the prophets, the people who were listening to God throughout the years, were told some things about the plan. But I always feel it's a little bit like trying to do a jigsaw without the whole picture. They were trying to kind of piece together some of the pieces. Now, if you're wondering about the words that you probably can't read, those are the words that are used in the original. When you look back at the Bible, it was written in Greek, the part which these prophecies come from. And so these are some things they knew. They knew from God it would be about salvation, a deliverance, a rescue. They knew that was part of the plan. They knew, the second word is charis. They knew about grace and kindness, that it was about God doing something out of kindness for us. That this plan that God has was all about grace, kindness, God being generous to us. They knew it was about, and that word is Christos, the one that starts with an X, from which we get the word Christ. It was about someone chosen or anointed, someone given a particular role. And then finally, they knew that all of that tied together in this person who was going to come to earth, in God come to earth as a man for us, out of kindness for us, out of a rescue plan, out of a desire that we would know the love of God for ourselves. And if you're more interested in this, you might want to read Isaiah 53 is a whole long bit written 700 years before Jesus. And if you read it, you think that just describes Jesus to a T. Because it was God saying to the prophets, saying to people, look, this is who to expect. This is how you know that it's my plan. Because Jesus is coming and it's going to be amazing. Now, I wonder if you were to make a team to do something amazing, like God was trying to choose who to use on the earth, I wonder who you would choose to be on your team. And I had a few suggestions for you. So here are some people that I might have chosen for my team. And I wonder, you might just want to have a chat next to the person next to you. Who would you have on your team if you were going to have this amazing message and spread it throughout the world? Who would be on your team? Now, I imagine that some of you have gone off piste already and you've thought, you know what? I've got somebody else I think who would be great on my team. But when I... My wife. Yes, thank you. But when I thought about this at home, I thought, you know what? The reason why I choose certain people is because of things that I don't have abilities of myself. So I might think I'll choose somebody strong to partner with me because I'm not that strong. Of course I am really, but I, you know. Or I might choose someone really wise, or I might choose someone really able to sense other people's emotions, or I might choose, and I might choose all sorts of people to kind of counterbalance me a little bit. But of course, God doesn't. God chose a carpenter, and he chose Mary, a young woman who wasn't particularly well known, and he chose shepherds to send his message to. And at the time, they would have been people who were kind of looked down on a bit in society. And I wonder why God does that. Why does he not choose his dream team? Why does that not happen? And it got me thinking, well, maybe it's because actually God doesn't need to compensate. That he is strong, that he is wise, that he has all of the abilities he could ever need. And therefore, actually, he can work with anyone. And so he chooses to work with people who love him and are obedient to him. And for me, therefore, there's two things that really come out of this morning. One is that God can use every single one of us, no matter how wise we are, no matter what abilities we have, because God isn't needing to find the other part that will kind of complete his abilities. God can work with any of us. And perhaps you might just take a minute to think, how have you been used by God this week? How have you been kind to somebody this week? How have you encouraged? How have you perhaps spoken truth to somebody? What are the ways that God has used you this week? And the second thing I wanted to encourage us is that we can read the story of Jesus all over the place. And we can forget that actually for a long time, people were desperately trying to piece together what is God saying this plan is going to be about. But for us, it's quite accessible. And so sometimes we can lose the specialness, the amazingness of this plan. This idea that God would come himself to earth to be one of us. That he would live his life and die and rise so that we would be forgiven. So that we would know that we are loved. So that we would know that we're not abandoned. It is the most wonderful plan that angels didn't get to know. The prophets got to know bits and pieces, but we get to know the whole thing. So let me just pray for us before Bill comes up and leads our intercessions. Father, we are so grateful for Jesus. Thank you that you came to earth. Thank you that you didn't leave us, but you chose to become one of us. Thank you that you love every single person here, that you know everything about us, and yet you love us. Thank you that you long to know us better. And thank you that you don't need the Incredible Hulk, you don't need Wonder Woman. You are quite happy to work with ordinary people, even people like us. Thank you for your love for us. In Jesus' name.